of the past, phantoms of a world gone by, speak again the immortal tale, the history of Dr. John Fawcett. My name is Nicholas Wagner, and it was I who was assistant to the notorious Dr. John Fawcett. He whose fame spread through all the known world, whom crowds followed when he walked the streets, he whom the noblest rulers of the earth revered and honored. And it was I who, during those incredible years, pleaded with him to walk the way of God in righteousness and virtue. It was I who begged him to repent, but Faust was already dead. This is his story, his history. The indelible record marked as a warning for all time. Beware the path he trod. Beware trafficking with the regions of the damned. It began on such a night as this. The dull sky rumbled and flared with lightning. A storm rode on the inrushing wind. And in his study there sat with Dr. Faust, the lean, intense magician, Cornelius.
Wagner, shut the windows. The storm's broken.
Help me, Cornelius. Yeah.
Wagner, look at the
other. There, the storm shut out. Just listen to it.
Come, sit down, Wagner.
In a moment, Cornelius. First, tell me, what were you saying before the storm broke?
That you shall have power. Power to command what you will, Doctor.
Power. Here I am, loaded down with fame and honor, yet helpless for all my knowledge against the ravages of time. Age is a brutal thing, Cornelius. With all the wisdom crowded in this skull, can I hold off death? Can I stop time? Can I make the dawn come with infinite slowness?
Magic will do these things, Doctor.
If I can have my youth, my full, lusty youth, and all those I've loved and who've died. I had a lovely wife when I was young, Cornelia.
Magic can perform all these miracles, Doctor.
You're sure, Cornelia?
As sure as I breathe, Doctor.
Then I will invoke these spirits.
Tonight, Faust, for this is the time when lightning and fire crackles across the world.
Where do I meet?
Meet me in the North Meadow in an hour. We will invoke the spirits there.
Will you come?
Yes.
We shall conjure them up tonight. Cornelius, look at me. You're seeing Faust as an old man for the last time.
This is the North Meadow, but where's...
Cornelius! Cornelius!
The wind howls me down.
Cornelius! Here, Cornelius, by this tree.
Oh, I thought you weren't coming.
Ah, the weather your spirits pick for their freedom.
This is their element, Doctor. Are you ready?
I've been ready ever since old age struck me down.
Then we will invoke them here upon this knoll, Doctor. Now stay within the charmed circle that I draw on the ground.
Thus?
There. Stand. Now, Faust. Stand straight and bold. Have no fear, for you are safe within this circle.
Come, be quick. My skin's as wet as a rag.
And listen. I shall invoke the spirits now.
Raise me, O Lord and Master, monarch of the dark infernal world, great Lucifer, emperor, king of the secret regions of lightning and fire. Raise me an agent. From the bottomless realm, send him. Come, Mephistopheles! I have a soul, Mephistopheles! A soul for Lucifer!
You have done well, Cornelius. You may go now.
Goodbye, Faust. Goodbye, Cornelius.
You wanted me, Dr. Faust?
Where's Cornelius? He vanished.
He is gone, Doctor. His task is done. He brought me to you.
Who are you?
I am called Mephistopheles, minister to Lucifer, arch-regent of the underworld. Now, Doctor, you called me. What for?
To serve me, Mephistopheles. To do whatever I command, be it to drain the sea or give me my youth again.
I will, spout.
Then give me my youth now.
We must be bound first.
Bound?
A deed must be signed. You will buy my services with your soul, Faust. And I shall serve you until the deed expires.
How long will the deed run?
24 years.
Then I will do it. 24 years of youth.
I will bring the deed. Lucifer must sign it. Wait here, Faust.
I will wait anywhere.
I shall return in a little while.
How he departs, royally, in lightning and fire. Ah, but soon, soon your old age will wither, Faust. Oh, for a mirror to see the instant of the change. And through Mephistopheles I shall be emperor of the world, potentate extraordinary, grand ruler of the sea and air. I shall have power and glory. I shall be as brilliant as the noonday sun.
Huh?
Wagner's voice. Wagner, where are you?
You are in mortal danger of being damned,
Faust.
You shall have your youth,
Faust. Now, Cornelius' voice. Cornelius.
Come back. Come back. The devil tempted you. There is time yet, Faust. Come back to God.
Your youth, Faust, and the world like a ripe fruit in your hand.
Mephistopheles.
Yes?
I have been hearing voices.
The wind, Faust. Here is the deed signed with Lucifer's name. You will sell your soul to him?
I will.
Sign this deed in your own blood, then, Faust.
Tell me, what good will my soul do great Lucifer?
It will enlarge his kingdom. And yours is a worthy gain. Stab your arm with this dagger.
I must lead my way into your kingdom, huh? But what? I do it willingly. The blood flows.
Dip the pen in and write.
I, Dr. John Faust, is so... Look! The blood congeals. It will not flow.
I will bring you warm. Boy. Wait.
My blood unwilling to write that John Faust gives his soul.
Repent, Faust. Repent. Do not deny thy God.
Power, Faust. Treasures none has ever dreamed of. What need have you of God?
Here's warmth for your arm, Faust. Put it to the wound.
There. Now my blood begins to flow again. Right on its feet. I, Dr. John Faust, give my soul to Lucifer, the representative message to Catherine, grant them, after 24 years of obedient service, in which we must suffer, to remain invisible to all but Sir John Faust, full power to fetch and carry me, my soul, my flesh and blood, into their kingdom. Signed by me, John Faust. There, done.
Give me the deed.
Take it. Now, Mr. Stoffleys, you will serve me from this moment on.
What would you have me do is my first act.
My youth. Give me my youth again.
Then look. Here in this mirror I hold.
Yes?
Look. Light. Light. You bolt of lightning. Strike. Look in the mirror.
I'm young. Young. Young.
And you have power.
Yes, he had power. With it rose his fame. He who was only honored for the wisdom of his mind now was revered for the unholy miracles he could perform. And each wonder, each deed born of his union with the devil, further damned his soul.
Wonderful.
A joke.
That's all it was. If the young man had kept a civil tongue in his head, I would not have crowned him with horns.
The look upon his face when he discovered them. He would have died in games if you hadn't removed them, Doctor.
I'm glad your ladyship enjoyed the joke. But tell me, perhaps there's something you desire, my lord. Something my power can perform for you.
There is, Doctor.
What is it?
The sight of something, Doctor, of someone long dead. Someone I've always wanted to see as he truly was.
Who, my lord?
Alexander the Great.
I can show him to you. Not his true, substantial body, but spirit who shall faithfully reproduce the man.
I shall be satisfied, Doctor.
Then stop here a moment and watch the opposite wall of this room. Alexander shall be there. Mephistopheles! Out of the mists of memory, out of the impression on time, my spirit weave the figure, form the shape, and it is Alexander!
Alexander!
He's walking across the room.
A more noble figure of a man I have never seen. Look how his eyes flash with strength and power.
He is gone!
Gone! How shall I thank you for this, Doctor?
Give the devil his due, your lordship.
What?
Nothing, my lord. The pleasure was all mine. Now you will excuse me.
Must you be going, Doctor?
I must.
Shall we see you soon?
Perhaps. But now, goodbye.
Farewell. Farewell, Doctor.
Ah, Mephistopheles. You made them bow and scrape.
If you were visible, they would have blanched the spear in the bargain.
Would you have their title, Faust? Their wealth? Their property?
What? Their? No, Mephistopheles. What do I want with theirs? And with the devil behind me, I possess the world.
Throughout the world. The name of John Faust, like some great and monstrous bell, clanged through cities and nations. For all the strange secrets of this globe were known to him through Mephistopheles. His eyes beheld what none before had ever seen. Together they plumbed the seas, saw in a flashing vision the great unexplored regions of the world. Yes, Faust's knowledge became vast and great, but each man reaches the end of seeing, grows tired of the real world, and crazed the unknown.
Stop. Stop, Mephistopheles. I'm tired. Let's rest a while.
I show you the kingdom of the ancient pharaohs as it was, or the flourishing splendor of the forgotten city of Atlantis.
Cities, buildings, towers, streets. I've seen so many I can distinguish none.
What would you have then, Faust?
Will you grant me anything?
Whatever lies within my power, our pact says.
Then show me Lucifer's kingdom.
Hell?
Yes, hell.
Now, Faust?
Yes, now. Let me see my monarch's kingdom, the dim land of which my soul shall be a citizen.
You are prepared for what you will see?
I've seen too much to know fear.
Then stand by my side, Faust. Hold to my cloak. Be resolute.
I am.
The gate! Open the gate! Devils and fiends, split wide the gateway to Lucifer's kingdom!
The wind is rising. It's getting dark, Mephistopheles.
A safe road for Mephistopheles, minister of Lucifer! Back, you fiends! I wear the badge of your king!
Where are we, Mephistopheles?
Upon the first level of hell, Faust.
This cavern is vast. What is that glow?
Fire, Faust. Come close. Look.
A sea of fire. What's that? Turning and twisting in it.
Souls of the damned, Faust.
The agony of those cries. Something is flying there, Mr. Oberlin.
Oh, when I let the brothers in this realm.
Quiet. Lassie. This is the geography of Lucifer's kingdom. Oh, hold it. So swift and fortunate.
Go so do all the damned.
And I stand.
Welcome, Faust. Welcome to the...
Who is that? Look, Mephistopheles. That glow up on the opposite side of the cavern. It reveals something. A chair. A great chair, black and shining as ebony. It's a throne. And on it... On it sits... Who, Mephistopheles? Who?
Lucifer. Drop to your knees before your lord.
Yes, he had seen the infernal regions, but time did not stand still, and the moment of reckoning came near. Faust grew melancholy, and sometimes his deeds filled him with terror and fear of God's wrath. There were nights he sprung up from his bed, his body sweating, his eyes wild, his mind overwhelmed with nightmare visions.
Wagner! 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 Who is it?
It's I, Faust. Get me in, for pity's sake, let me in!
What is it, Doctor? Bud, shut the door. Both. What happened, Doctor?
I dreamed, Wagner. I dreamed a frightening vision. I cried out. The agony was such a scream. I saw fire, Wagner. And myself twisting and turning in such piercing pain. Great flames lifted. And about me, there was laughter, Wagner. Mocking dust. Like an army of witches and hags.
Listen to me, Doctor. Listen and believe. Give up this evil partnership of yours with the devil. You had a vision of your own eternal damnation, Faust. Repent. Leave this corruption. God will forgive if you repent in time.
I'm far too cursed and damned.
Call for his mercy. Grace can still be yours.
He will forgive my sin?
Yes, Faust. The Lord's mercy is bountiful and great.
I? With my sin? What salvation can there be for me, Ivan? Despair grips my heart. What have I done? Sold my immortal heritage for a curse.
There is time yet, Doctor. Repent.
If only there were.
Pray. Pray.
I will. Wagner, I will. Oh, God.
Mephistopheles, who are you calling?
Traitor, I arrest your soul for disobedience and revolt against my sovereign lord. I claim flesh and blood. And all that is done, out.
Free me, Mephistopheles.
You signed a pact.
Release me from it.
Here. This dagger will release you. Lunge it into yourself.
No. No. Doctor. Doctor.
Then I shall see your soul. Now.
Mephistopheles, forgive me. I will confirm my heart. Do not leave my soul.
Then confirm with a true heart. Or greater danger will befall you.
I swear by my blood. The great Lucifer is my true lord.
Repent, Doctor, repent.
Drive that word from your lips, Wagner.
Doctor, God will...
Silence! Shut out!
Goodbye, Doctor. May God have pity on me.
Are you satisfied with my loyalty, Mephistopheles?
I am.
I was weak for a moment, then. You will forget it.
It is forgotten, Faust. And to prove it, what shall I do to lift your spirit, Faust?
What is there left to do?
Shall I command blind Homer sing to you? Bid Solomon the wise his call?
No, I'm filled with one. I'm...
You recall something? What is it, Faust?
My wife. Give me my young and lovely wife again, Mephistopheles. Only for a little while. Let me embrace that beloved form.
I will, Faust. Ellen, wife of John Faust. Ellen, out of the vast reaches of the timeless world, arise. Ellen, wife of John Faust. Ellen! He comes.
Helen.
Look, Mephistopheles. This was the face that made my youth a thing of beauty. This truly was my soul. Oh, Mephistopheles, how green the spring was when Helen was at my side. How cool and fresh the day. How full of beauty was the night. Oh, Helen, still you're clad in the beauty of a thousand stars. Still fairer than the evening air. Come. Come, sweet Helen. Give me your kisses once again.
The years allotted him crept slowly toward the appointed hour, and Dr. Faust cursed that youth and those desires that had led him down this long and crooked road of evil. On the momentous night of reckoning, a church bell was tolling nearby, and Faust listened to it in his study. Opposite him sat a visitor, the noble lord he had performed for.
Go away, my lord. Go. Come to our house only once more, doctor. My wife, her ladyship, begs your company just one more time.
I have an appointment with someone else. I shall be detained a long while.
Go away. She cannot forget the wonders you showed us, doctor. There is someone she wishes to see again. Raised up out of the past as you raised Alexander for me.
I must raise myself first.
Huh? Go away, you fool. Must I perform like a common mountebank in my last hour? What do you mean, doctor?
I've done enough sinning. Go away.
Are you ill?
Ill, yes. Sick of too much power, of wonders, of dealings with the damned. Oh, if I'd never read a book or seen this city, if only I'd be a country peasant, dull as the earthy plow.
My good doctor. Sick to malaria. Sick with my loss. For I have lost my God. They shut me off from his love. Who, doctor? I don't understand.
Dane, Lucifer and his agent, Mephistopheles.
Lucifer? The devil?
Fool! If any mortal man ever had the power I held, for all my wonders, for all my cunning, I gave my soul.
God forbid, he did, my man. He did.
I did not. The pleasure was sweet, and I had my use for them. I gave the devil a deed, a gift of my soul, and I am damned for
it. But this was your last hour. The deed has expired.
Go away. Can't you hear that thunder? You'll perish with me.
Can I save you, doctor?
Save yourself. They are coming.
Pray for forgiveness with what? What virtue have I left?
Then I will pray for you.
Yes, pray. Pray, but go. If only into the next room. Go!
All right, doctor. I'll go.
Whatever noise you hear, do not come. For nothing can rescue me.
Oh, Father, who art in heaven.
Now come, you hordes of the underworld.
If only midnight never came. This precious moment went on forever. But time will not stop. The minutes will drop like grains of sand. And they will come, eager, their mouths watering for their royal award. They ride the fastest wind. Oh, my God, forgive me. I bargained what was your most precious gift. My soul. But who can forgive the deeds I did? The blasphemy that I performed.
No one, Faust.
Never stop me.
In the name of great Lucifer, arch-regent of hell, I demand your soul.
No, never stop me. No!
You won't.
Release me from my pledge.
Never.
Let me be an old man again, wrinkled, crawling to his death.
Too late, Faust. Too late.
I beg you.
No. Bring up devils and fiends. Seize him. Seize his soul.
Father! My Lord! My Lord! Save me! Save me! Save me, oh my God! Save my soul!
Done. Cut was the branch that might have grown so straight. Damned was the soul that might have climbed to God. My brothers, listen. What shall it avail a man if he, when he gains the world, loses his immortal soul. From the time-worn pages of the past, we have brought you the story, the history of Dr. Faust. Bellkeeper, toll the bell.